Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your beautiful, amazing love that has moved on our behalf to bring us back into the splendor, into the glory that's found in your opinion and found in experiencing you in the kingdom, in the reality of your word opening up and becoming real to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, family. It's Psalm 115, verses 4 to 8.
Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk. And they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them.
Yeah. Just read it in the TPT. We've sent it there in the picture for you. It's just, you know, that the reality is we are carnal and we are in the flesh when we are born. And so we need to be born again to get into the spirit and get into the glory, and we've got to come out of the glory of the flesh. We, what's that scripture? We'll not boast in the glory of man, our wisdom, our strength, but this we will glory in, that we know and understand him. And that's a beauty that's available, and that's a beauty that we want to partake of more and more. And that's the coming of Jesus. He comes to give us life and life in abundance. And what is that? That life. That's the glory that we lost in Adam. He gives it to us now. And that's how we escape the carnality. That's how we escape. We become a spiritual man. And so we're no longer a natural man. And then we walk in the spirit. So the glory of God has been given, and it's what we partake of now, and it goes, and we experience it more and more. And that's we have to have our mind on that, the goodness of God. We have to have we centered on experiencing God, as we saw in Hebrews chapter 11, the wonderful people of faith. People of faith. They saw what no eye had seen or ear had heard, they heard. So it's God that knows how to talk to us, knows how to motivate us and inspire us into the vision and the dream he has for our lives, as we saw there with Moses, with Noah, and all the people of faith. So that's what we hold on to, and we stay in the realm of the Spirit. And being a citizen of heaven, the kingdom of God is here, and God is watching over, protecting us, leading us, and letting us be lights in this dark place. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, and this reality is here now. The kingdom is here. The glory is here. The splendor is here. The favor of God is here. The acceptable year of the Lord. So be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.